Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
It's your Cleveland Cavaliers. It's your Cleveland Cavaliers. It's your Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers. It's your Cleveland Cavaliers. It's your Cleveland Cavaliers. It's your Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers.
They shoot, they pass,
and man, they play.
Some D.
DeLon,
LeBron,
Big Z, Wally.
4-3.
It's your Cleveland Cavaliers. It's your Cleveland Cavaliers. It's your Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers. It's your Cleveland Cavaliers. It's your Cleveland Cavaliers.
It's
your Cleveland.
It's episode 40 of Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I'm Chris Clem, and this is my Cavs Cast. Yeah, the C4 Podcast, Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. This podcast, whatever it is, it's on episode 40. That's pretty cool, right? I bet the people listening to this that actually knew me before I started this never thought I'd make it this far because I'm lazy. But I did. And just like me, an NBA team is lazy. And that team is the Cleveland Cavaliers. Because there is no way a team, even without Kyrie Irving and Iman Shumpert, has this much talent and plays nearly as bad as they did yesterday. I don't care about matchups. I don't care about not being able to defend dribble penetration. I don't care about small ball. I don't care about pace of play. I basically do care that the Cavs laid a big, huge egg last night and nobody really even seemed to care. Just like, well, they were due for it. But that's also part of the problem. Because they are playing absolutely terrible on most nights and not even competing on a lot of other nights. I mean, I don't care that they laid an egg. I don't care that it was expected. What I do care about is the fact that their pattern of play over the last few weeks has been nothing short of alarming. They come out in a lot of games with a poor effort from the beginning and they just expect to win by the time the game's over. And that's not how it's going to work. And that's not how it's going to work in the long run. And I think a lot of the problem with this team, well, I've nailed it down to two things. The first thing is the Golden State Warriors. They are just absolutely rolling through the NBA like a juggernaut, and they look unstoppable. But another team looked like that last year in the second half of the season, and that was the Cleveland Cavaliers. So this is, it's doable and it's possible. They need to stop focusing on what the Warriors are doing and start worrying about what they're doing. Instead of putting pressure on themselves to be this amazing team out the gate, how about just compete from the tip off? And chances are they'll win 90% of their games because they're that much better than most of the teams they play, just on a raw talent. They're not the most athletic. They're not the fastest or the best jumpers, but they are probably the best basketball players, and that's what's important. Now, the other problem is worse. Timofey Mozgov has not been the same as he was last year. Now, I don't know what we got to do. I don't know what can be done. We're fans. We can't do anything. What can the team do? Because this guy is not the same. Now, I have some suggestions. Last year, he was famous for eating a whole extra large pizza after basketball games. Maybe get him more pizza or don't let him eat it before the games. Let him have it after the games so he can get that excitement, that anticipation for that pizza going. And have that pizza waiting in the locker room for him after a game. Whoever his Russian handler is, like in Rocky IV, maybe he should leave him alone because Mozgov isn't playing for his country. He's playing for himself. So we need to get him focused like that again. Like his own mental state needs to be about him and not about making Mother Russia happy. Because this is about the Cavs now. Maybe he's upset that Sasha Khan's over here. Maybe he thought he was cool being the only Russian. And it was bad enough David Blatt coached him in the Olympics. But now he's got to deal with Sasha Khan, who's like him but smaller and worse. That would piss me off too. I don't know how I could hang with that. I'd be mad seeing this guy who looks like a 35-year-old father on the edge of the bench when you are Timofey Mozgov, who is Stan, the man in the Bay Area, has put the king of the woodsmen. The man looks like an elf stretched out beyond belief. He's got a focus and intensity. But really, probably the most important thing is, instead of doing those stupid Sky Zone commercials, he probably should have been resting his knee after knee surgery, because all jokes aside, the man is physically not the same as he was last year. And that's a problem. Because the Cavs need him to be the player he was last year if they're going to win the NBA Finals. And they need to win the NBA Finals, because I need them to win the NBA Finals. And you need them to win the NBA Finals. And the whole entire fan base needs them to win the NBA Finals, because I don't care what anybody says. This isn't the Warriors' year. I don't want it to be the Warriors' year. I want it to be the Cavs' season, damn it. Mozgov, rest your knee, get healthy, eat your pizza, play for yourself, do what it takes. Because not only does Mother Russia need you, but so do the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Мы наконец-то домой вернулись. Очень довольны, на самом деле. Довольны тем, что наконец-то... Вот, в общем, мы очень довольны.
As the anchor of this team, what's the mindset?
We just have to be working in the defense first. Oh, what? Sorry. And again, have a good day. Don't drink and drive.
On a lighter note, this week is Cleveland Scene Magazine's comedy issue, and a friend of mine, a comedian named Callie Fensel, wrote an article about being a newfound Cavs fan. And I'm going to read you an excerpt of it. I didn't know a lot about the Cleveland Cavaliers before this year. If I tried to Google the word Cavalier, I would get distracted by all the pictures of King Charles Cavalier Spaniels. Prior to binge-watching the playoffs and finals, all I knew was LeBron was a big deal. I kept hearing the name Kyrie Irving, but until 2015, I thought Kyrie Irving was some sort of pop star, but I wouldn't be able to tell you what her song was. Sports were never on my radar. I thought basketball was the literal interpretation of someone saying jump, and the athletes respond, how high? And the answer is always, real high. Now that can be found at cleveScene.com, that's CleveScene.com. I highly recommend you read the whole article. It's called Fangirl, along with the other ones that are in there. But I'm bringing this up because this is exactly what I'm trying to do with this podcast. I know there's a lot of new Cavs fans out there, and I know you guys do not know the definitions in terms of basketball, and you feel self-conscious, and I know that's why you guys need this segment called Kristen's Basketball Terms. Take it away, Kristen.
Now it's time for Kristen's Terms.
Get that big stuff out of here.
This episode's term is field goal. A field goal is the term to describe both 2- and 3-point shots, excluding free throws. The field goal percentage of a player or team looks at the total number of baskets made to shots taken. Kyrie Irving has an excellent field goal percentage. Field goal.
That will make the highlight reel.
That's just beautiful. Thank you, Kristen. I love you. And we're all more educated because there's so many more casual Cavs fans, and there's so many people out there that don't know what terms like fast break, double dribble mean, or an alley-oop. There's all kinds of new words out there, and basketball is a beautiful game with a beautiful language to describe it. All right, if you enjoyed Tuesday's episode with Mike Polk, there's going to be more of those coming up. I'm saving them for when I need them. I should have said this since he was nice enough to record those. He's got a big show at the Agora, so if you live in Cleveland on Friday night, go see his show at the Agora. And another former guest, Chad Zumach, just had his album drop. Find that on iTunes. It's called Reckless Operation. Yeah, just support the people that support the C4 podcast. And on that note, I'd like to give another shout out to Ben Diamond and David Lowry for getting me these great pictures that are going to be up on the website soon from our live recording at the Beachland Ballroom. And if you missed out on that, there's going to be something like that coming up very soon that I'm going to announce shortly. It was a lot of fun and I had a great time. Check those episodes out if you missed them. And just basically, I'm trying to get this going. So if you enjoy the podcast, if you've liked the podcast, tell your friends. I appreciate all the support I got from Dave Sterling and Craig Lindahl from the WaitingForNextYear.com podcast. Everybody that's been on, I've had a bunch of my comedian friends helping me since the jump, helping me with this show and doing segments and writing emails and calling in. So you guys just keep spreading the word. I got a lot of interesting stuff hopefully coming up with this show in 2016, and I appreciate the support and the help. Now I'm going to go order Mozgov an extra large pizza. I hope he likes pineapple and anchovies because that is my favorite. I'll be back on Tuesday. And until then, in the words of Joe Tate, have a good night, everybody. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving. That ain't his name. Anthony, give him that Kyrie Irving jersey for Christmas. He's one of the good ones.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.